as you've heard in all the podcasts, I don't have an intro or outro.
Okay.
So this is it. This is Lindsay Lane, and you recently acquired High Voltage. Mm-hmm. So what is High Voltage? How would you describe it to somebody that has never been here?
So we describe it as like a kickback beer garden event venue space. So we rent privately. We have an indoor room that we rent privately for any kind of party you would ever want to have. You can have it here.
Yeah.
And then the outdoor space, we rent it privately as well. But when we're not rented privately, we're open to the public. We have bands play during peak season, April
through
October.
Where do they set up? Do they set up here?
The bands will set up there. So during COVID, we actually got a grant because we had such an amazing outdoor space and it gave people a place.
Oh, so y'all were y'all able to stay open during COVID?
No, we closed for two or three months. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the gyms did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody was here and there were so many rules. The people had to be like 6 feet away mm-hmm. from the people on stage and whatnot, and putting them there. They've always been there, or they would set up down in the pit area. But it's worked so well with them being up top. It's like they're on a stage,
on a stage.
And it almost wasn't meant to be that way, but it's kind of just turned into that. But yeah, we got that grant, and it helped us build that covering, so that way we called it a rain plan.
So the covering wasn't there?
It wasn't there, uh-uh. No, we just had, like, sail shades going across.
So we did the, I don't know if, maybe we partnered with Vita
mm-hmm.
and we did a
It
Halloween.
Was covered then.
It was covered then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was 2021.
Okay. Yeah, and Jacob set up his, mm-hmm. Jacob and Anna.
Yep. I think that was 2021, right?
Yeah.
That's the year I got pregnant, and then everything's been a blur since then.
Like, so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you had a baby
mm-hmm.
that is two?
No, she's almost one.
Almost one.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I'm really bad. One, I'm really bad with time.
It's okay.
Like,
well, I mean, I was pregnant, so she was in my belly, so I had her with me all the time.
Right. You had
and
her
so technically
for 2 years.
2 years is correct, because Kevin was saying that the other day. We fixed her rocking chair that was mine when I was little, and
yeah.
he, like, painted it and put her name on it and stuff, and he just had to do, like, a clear coat on it. That's all we needed to do.
Are both of y'all crafty? Or are y'all just kind of like, we'll just YouTube it and figure it out?
In our own ways, we're crafty. He is just so smart.
Yeah.
He's going to roll his eyes when he hears this.
Figure stuff out.
He can literally do anything.
Okay.
Me, I am like just the person that's like, tell me what I need to do. And if I need help with it, I'll ask.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, how quickly can I get it done?
Because y'all are doing like the renovation mm-hmm. and y'all are doing pretty much all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have anybody helping at all?
The only thing that we've had done by other people is we had the flooring in three bedrooms
mm-hmm.
and the front living room. We had it
and
installed, and then we had new windows put in. We obviously can't do that.
Right.
And that was so much money.
You probably could have done the flooring, but you probably
we
saved
could have,
a
and
ton
he's gonna
time.
Do the flooring. We bought the rest of the flooring
yeah.
that they didn't use, and he's gonna put it down like in our hallway, and then eventually into the
just
dining
like the,
room and stuff.
Luxury vinyl plank stuff, or
it's
is it?
Engineered hardwood.
Oh, okay.
It's really nice. Oh my gosh, it's so durable,
yeah.
and it'll be good to have with Rosie.
Yeah, it'll
so.
Be good forever.
But
really.
Yeah, we're doing. The whole downstairs of our house is just, it, at one time, they had to gut it all because they had a foundation leak, which has been fixed.
It's like an older
it's
house.
It's fine. Yeah, it was built in 1965, so it's older. But they ripped out all the wood paneling, all the walls and stuff, so there's
mm-hmm.
just studs. So you can literally see from one end to the other, but there's a framed out bedroom, a framed out bathroom. There's a den
right
and
now?
A fireplace. Yeah, so you can
so
see all the way.
It just looks like a construction site.
Yeah. Yeah, so but upstairs, we're trying to, my goal was to get it in a really, really good spot in a year. And so
mm-hmm.
it'll be a year in August. But then, you know, we bought that house at the end of August and moved in, sold our first home. Rosie was 3 months old when we moved in there. And then I bought the business, so and then Kevin switched jobs
right.
last year too, right before we had her. So we had, like, when we were doing our taxes, it was like, have you sold a home? Yes. Have you bought a home?
Yes.
Have you had a baby? Yes. Have you switched jobs? Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, just keep going down the list,
right.
you know? So.
So that's a lot. So all this is like, everything's slowly coming together, but it's been crazy. It's like everything at one time too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy. And then y'all are opening the outdoor space. Mm-hmm. So right now, y'all, is it just because it's too cold? Like you just
It is. The weather's just so unpredictable.
Does anybody come out here and use it at all?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we have fire pits and people
And you do the
come,
food trucks, right?
Mm-hmm. We have food trucks every night that we're open, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And they serve dinner from like 5 to 8. It just depends on what's going on. During the summertime, some of them stay open a little bit later. Mm-hmm. If we have a band and stuff, there's still people hanging out. They'll stay a little bit longer. But yeah, it's really fun.
So right now, so what does it mean that you technically open? Does that mean that you're like, now you are like, kind of staffing the area weekly, or you're committing to putting on the events?
Yeah, so like the grand reopening, we do it every year. And this year we're doing a grand reopening and a ribbon cutting since I'm a new owner. Mm-hmm. The city's gonna come down.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're involved in some way with some of the city stuff?
I am. I was in Leadership Kingsport, and I have been involved with PEAK. It's a young professionals group, which is really cool.
Do you still do anything with them, or do you just have connections?
I just have connections through them now. I want to be a little bit more involved. I'm involved with PEAK right now because they do trivia here. So PEAK is a young professionals group that it kind of gives people just a place to network and kind of fellowship with each other. And like say somebody's new to this area. If they come to one of our PEAK functions, they call them PEAK around towns. Mm-hmm. They'll come to High Voltage or the Axe House and throw axes, or go eat at Fusion, or go to Fizzy Fairway, Sports Mill, and just gives everybody a spot to come and hang out at one time. It's like usually on a Thursday evening. And it just gives everybody friends, you know?
What's the difference between PEAK and Leadership Kingsport?
So Leadership Kingsport was 1 year, and you have an interview, you get accepted into the program, and you every Thursday once a month, you have that whole day pretty much like 9 to 5 dedicated to that. And we did it for technically a year. Mm-hmm. It was really about with the interview process, and then when we graduated, that's it was about a year. But we did we went to the jail one time. We got to walk around and see the cells, and they showed us like where the murderers were. And we got to see the ladies part of the jail and stuff. And
it's crazy.
It was crazy. And like, you don't want to go to jail.
Where's the, everybody, like the local?
It was in the one in Blountville.
The Blountville.
Yeah,
okay.
So like, you know you don't want to go to jail.
Right.
You really don't want to go there. Like, it's just hard to explain unless you see it. It's just one of those things, but it was weird. I mean.
So what's the, I guess like, I don't know. So I've like heard about Leadership Kingsport, and mm-hmm. I've had people discuss with me about it. I know nothing about PEAK. But I'm always interested in these different, like even the chamber. I mm-hmm. really don't know like much about it. So like, what is like Leadership Kingsport, I guess, we'll do both PEAK and Leadership.
Sure.
What is their like goal for you? Like whenever you join Leadership Kingsport, like
their goal for you is pretty much getting you out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing, is like they want you to do activities that you wouldn't just go out there and just do.
Okay.
They want you to be around people that you normally wouldn't be around. There were a lot of people that I met that were younger than me, older than me, one of them was a police officer, and you know, he helped with setting up ride-alongs. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to do it because I was super pregnant, but I really wanted to do
probably
a ride-along.
A
I know, I was like, no, I probably shouldn't do
get
that.
Get stressed out.
Yeah, but we do community impact projects. That was the main thing. So I was on the Juneteenth board.
Okay.
I didn't get to do a whole lot with them, which I felt bad, but I graduated in 22.
Okay.
So it was last year.
Was that the year when Selena and Jacosha did the, do you know Selena and Jacosha?
I have heard their names, but I don't think I've met them.
So there was 1 year that they
go to the gym, right?
Mm-hmm. So there was 1 year. There was 1 year where there was like some issues with the Juneteenth thing, where they like a group wanted to do it at River.
Yes. So I think that was last year, because every time I was kind of informed on stuff, because I couldn't go to all the meetings. I couldn't sit there. I had this big belly.
Right.
And I'm like trying to sit
back. So you were
recently.
Back.
Yes. So
okay,
it was last year.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And I was trying to help and do what I could. And I went to meetings and this and that. And they wanted me to help, obviously, with like food trucks and like the vendors and stuff like that. But I wanted to be more involved.
Yeah.
And I was like pretty bummed that I didn't get to do more.
Yeah. That's an interesting one. I have a lot of opinions on that, because I think that like the way it was explained to me was that there was like a group in, what's the name of the community? Is it
Riverview? It's near,
it's right here.
V.O. Dobbins.
Yes. Yeah. So that's how I know of it.
Yes.
And I'm not really from this area, so I don't know a lot about the dynamic. But basically, there's a group there that felt like Juneteenth should have been held in that community specifically.
I think that's what they want.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And then there's the other group, which the people that I know were a part of, were like, well, the city is willing to help us use this space right across the street from
Dobbins Bennett,
mm-hmm. which to me, like, I get both sides, but to me, if Juneteenth you're trying to display the culture, it's like,
right.
why would you not take the biggest stage possible?
That's like, what I thought too.
You know,
and I obviously can't have a huge opinion on it.
Well,
I could have an opinion.
We can all have opinions.
Yeah, but like,
I think with stuff like that, like, we, like, when there's, I think that, like, a lot of times whenever you want to do something like that, mm-hmm. like, the community, whatever community is, whether it is the Black community or whatever, it's like, sometimes they can get in their own way from, like, a pride perspective. And
yeah.
that was the discussion I had with the people that I know, because they are Black and they're part of the Black community. And they were like, we have this big stage, like people are gonna be driving by all day.
Yeah.
Like, let's use this space. And I think they still ended up separate. I think that they still
I think that they did two different things. And I, forgive me for not remembering. I don't remember. I don't know that was last year. It could have been the year before. Because mm-hmm. I was involved to a certain extent and I don't really remember.
Right.
I was like super it's just, pregnant brain.
It's crazy. Because that even shows that there's still like a broken
Yeah,
thing
I
there.
Think that there's, just like there is anywhere.
Everywhere.
There's the younger generation and then the older generation.
Mm-hmm.
And the older generation,
they just want to keep it
they
the
want
way
to keep it the way it was. Which
and that doesn't
I
matter.
Get that
Black,
that's your tradition.
White,
exactly.
Asian,
yeah.
Older
it's
people
like,
are just like,
this is how we're doing our family reunion and we're doing it like this every
right,
year.
Right.
Same place every year, you know.
Yeah.
It's just kind of how you do it. And then like the younger kids are like, let's go somewhere else
yeah.
or let's do something different. But sometimes it's hard to find that
the
in
balance.
The middle
it is.
Thing.
It is.
So yeah.
So Leadership Kingsport, is there like I guess, like, what type of, it's Leadership Kingsport, so they're trying to get, I guess, leaders
mm-hmm.
of all ages mm-hmm. of Kingsport, and then it's, I guess, like it's a nonprofit organization, or is it government, or do you know that, if it's?
I'm guessing that it's probably, Vanessa's going to kill me. She's like, Lindsay, you should know this. I'm going to.
Is she the one that's over it?
She is,
okay.
And like.
I've met her once, she's really nice.
So, gosh, she's great.
I met her at, there was something, Madison's gonna kill me. The Cosby's. So there
yeah,
was like
yeah,
the,
yeah.
that whole thing. I went
yeah,
down there
she's,
for
yeah.
interview
Vanessa's
and she was there.
Wears 1 million hats.
They
so
said she does everything.
She does literally. I was like, do you sleep? Like, what do you do? But yeah, I'm gonna guess it's state something or another
like that,
because
yeah.
we, I didn't get to go because I was super pregnant. That's going to be a thing if we talk about 2022. but I didn't get to go, but they got to go to like the Senate and they got mm-hmm. to meet like a bunch of representatives and stuff. I didn't get to do all that. I wanted to go, but
they
thought.
Do that every, they do something
they
like
do that
every
year.
Year.
Yeah, okay. They go and have their Nashville trip and they go to a Predators game. And
okay.
Yeah. So.
That's cool.
I know. I didn't get to do it, but I still graduated.
So then Peak is different.
It is.
So does
Peak Young Professionals.
Okay.
That's what they call it. Young
so what's the difference in that and Leadership Kingsport?
Leadership Kingsport is just like a group of adults. There was like 40 of us that got together once a month and then we did the community impact
okay.
project. And then after that, you're done.
You're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you make connections with people and oh my gosh, I met so many people that I normally wouldn't have ever known probably.
Yeah.
I just in my everyday places that I go, I wouldn't have
through
met.
That, have you had any one turn customer like come in and see you? Since
oh, people come in, yeah.
That you met through, like,
mm-hmm.
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's always where something like it pays off just to be a part of. Like when Rachel and I go to just like a party or any kind of event, and we end up just in conversation with people that we've never met, and they may never come to the gym, but mm-hmm. just being able to have a conversation with them and them like see who we are, and then learn that there may be someone that comes in the gym and they're like, well, I know this person, and they said they met you at a party, said mm-hmm. you were great, so that's how I heard about
you. Yeah, there's a girl that was in my class, and her and her husband started Racks by the Tracks.
Okay.
And she's super cool. I bought a ball pit tunnel thing off of her, because her little girl outgrew it. And Cody Woods, he's works for the Senate for Diane Harshbarger. Is that how you say her last name? He works for her. So there were people from like Eastman, worked for, you know, senators and stuff. And then me, I was like the manager of High Voltage. I was like, here I am, I'm just the manager. You know, and then there's a guy that's a cop. And there's this one man, he was precious. His name is David Douthat. He has an insurance company. It's on Wilcox. Go see him.
Yeah.
He's awesome. But he was precious. And there was another girl, she's heavily involved in the diversity group through Eastman, and her name's Sabashini, mm-hmm. and she was so funny and so sweet and very, very smart. It was great to meet so many different people that I normally wouldn't have gotten to meet.
So with Peak, what do you do?
So Peak is like all the time. You have volunteer opportunities. There was one day that I was able to go and help them, Friends in Need. Are you familiar with that?
I know nothing.
Okay.
So listen, all of these, I know nothing about any of these things because I've never been involved in it. I'm
gotcha.
Not from here.
Gotcha. So Friends in Need, I don't know exactly everything that they do, but what I think they do and have been kind of told that they do is like, say if you couldn't afford a dental care or whatever, mm-hmm. you can go to Friends in Need and you can get that.
That's cool.
And I don't know if it's
that's
free.
That's like a Kingsport thing?
Mm-hmm, or if it's highly discounted. I'm not sure what the stuff is, you know.
They try to help you.
Right, for sure. And so they moved offices. And so one of the things that we got involved in was, hey, we need people down here. Come move their stuff to the office. So we just helped the guys load up people's cars and, you know, load up the moving truck and move their offices. I would like to be able to volunteer more with them, but I just,
right
now, I
just don't have time. So is Peak something that you, like, sign up for, like Leadership Kingsport, or is it more like?
Peak, you can just be involved. You don't have to, like, go through an interview process or anything like that. It's just, like, anybody can do it.
So there's confusion, and I need to go in and, like, follow them. I think Foundation might follow.
Yeah, Peak does stuff literally all the time. Leadership Kingsport, there's a class every year.
Okay.
And then Peak's like all the time. There's no age limit or anything.
Is it correct to say that like Leadership Kingsport is more like based around educating the people that are a part of it, and Peak is more about utilizing the people that are involved to impact the community? Not to say that Leadership Kingsport's not mm-hmm. going to impact the community, mm-hmm. but it seems like it's probably more like.
Yeah, I think that with Peak, it's just a constant, all-the-time thing.
Yeah.
And then Leadership Kingsport is you get the opportunity every month for a span of so many months to do stuff you normally would never do. Like, we went to, is it Taylor Martial Arts? Taylor?
Yeah. Mm,
is that what it's called?
It's
right beside Food City. I'm so bad with names of stuff. I know locations. I don't know if it's Taekwondo. I don't know what it's called. But anyways, the Taylor family, we went there and like we got to learn certain movements that you did, you know, and we went through the sequence of it. And then they taught us how to like hit a certain way or kick a certain way. And I was again pregnant. but we got to write on this board, which I thought was really cool, and I saved it. So it said, write a goal for yourself. Or write something that you want to do or whatever. And I wrote, I want to be a strong mother. And
that's cool.
And I broke that board and I saved my part of it. And then at graduation, they gave us the other piece of the board because they kept them.
Mm.
So you like got your other piece.
I bet that's something that they do with like the kids and stuff.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was like, oh, that made me feel good. I was just like, that is what I want.
So this is cool. I'm going to definitely look into like Peak and Leadership Kingsport to learn more.
Yeah.
But I get confused with those things because there's also, so gosh, they're gonna kill me for saying this, but that's also fine. I don't know who they are. like the difference between like visit Kingsport and then the chamber, because from the surface, from me, it looks like they're very the similar.
Same. Mm-hmm.
But someone said that like the chamber is essentially, and this is a very ignorant view, but basically it's something that you pay to get into, and then your business is listed amongst other resources that the chamber provides for people. So if people are looking for a gym as a resource, then I'm cataloged in whatever the chamber sends to those people. Mm-hmm. And then Visit Kingsport, I don't remember if someone says that you pay to be a part of that, but it seems like that's like a promotional thing for the businesses in the area too. Do you know anything about?
The only thing I know, because of Ann, I haven't had to pay like chamber dues yet, but we pay them every year.
So you are part of the
chamber? We are part of the chamber, okay. Yeah. So,
is it the thing where the business is part of the chamber, or is a person, or can either one?
I think that
like individuals,
maybe anybody can be, you know, but High Voltage is part of the chamber. In turn, I am part of the chamber. Mm-hmm. So
do you go to the chamber dinner? I always hear that. Like
no, I didn't. I didn't go this year, but I think I want to go next year just to do it.
I mean, it looks
everybody
fun.
Dressed up and looked really pretty and stuff.
Look
so,
really cool.
But yeah, I feel like that all kind of falls under the same umbrella, but there's something that's a tad bit different with each one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I know that when I met like at the beginning of the year, I met with Robin Cleary. She's in charge of DKA.
I've met Robin Cleary.
She's wonderful. Yeah. She does a lot too. She does a ton for downtown Kingsport. But I met with her and Emily Thompson. She's over FunFest and does like the Twilight Series concerts that they have on Friday nights during like June and July.
And I hate to compare, is that their version of like Founders After Five that John City does? I think that's amazing because they close the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they sell beer like Cherokee.
Kingsport needs that. Kingsport needs this.
They do.
The problem is that
there's stuff to do here. People just don't come here.
Well, the biggest thing is Kingsport
has such a bad connotation around the city sometimes. And I'm just like, I'm such a huge fan of this place, but I've moved away from here.
I know.
And I came back, and I see the beauty in my area.
And what it can be, too.
Exactly.
The thing is like, Kingsport has the jobs. Like, they have good jobs.
Uh-huh.
But the young professionals, for so long, have lived in Gray, mainly right now, and then also Johnson City, because
college,
the young professionals are like,
stuff.
Yeah, they're like, well,
this is where
there's
stuff
nothing
to do.
So they live halfway. So.
Yeah, people come down here, and they're like, I've literally never been here before.
I didn't even know
this
was here.
Yeah, and I'm like, we're in our sixth year. We'll have our sixth birthday party this summer, and we call it season seven. So we're opening for season seven.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy. And I don't know if I think that because I love it so much. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you not know?
Right.
You know what I mean? But I also try to, my dad asked me the other day, how do you know about all these restaurants that open up? How do you know about these businesses? Da-da-da. And I'm like, well, I'm on social media. That's the biggest part. Mm-hmm. But I also talk to people.
Talk to people.
You know?
Yeah.
That's one thing that I've heard you say on your podcast is like, if you don't communicate,
you don't exist.
You don't exist. So
100%.
It's like, you're not going to figure out anything if you don't say something.
Right.
That's one thing me and Kevin talk about too. And I was like, if you wouldn't have asked that one question, this wouldn't have happened. And for me, if I wouldn't have decided that I hated my job that I was in at one time and decided like I am in charge of my own happiness, I am going to put my foot down and say, you know what, I'm not going to live like this anymore because this is not living, I'm miserable. And you carry it around with you all day long, you bring it home, you don't sleep good. And then I decided I didn't want to do that anymore, left. I texted Ann and was like, hey, are you hiring? I was just sitting on the couch one night and she was like, I hope this is for you. And I was like, it is. And she said, I don't have, you know, space right now for anybody, but if I do, I definitely will let you know. And literally like 2 weeks later, she was like, are you available on Thursdays? And
that's
I was like,
awesome.
Yep. And then it just kind of spiraled from there.
So when did you step out of your job? Like when?
September of 2019. And I
started
here in October.
Were you freaked whenever the pandemic hit? And like, did Kevin have to stop working?
He worked from home. So he is in IT, so he worked from home.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was like, I don't think I'm going to like working from home. And now he's like, I like being home.
He's like, I don't really want to go.
He's like, I'm already here. But I think he likes going in sometimes because, you know, it just changes it up a little bit. But he likes being home. It's like, I'm off work. Now I can walk to the kitchen. You know, I don't have to get in my car and drive 30 minutes home.
Yeah. Yeah. That's huge.
But yeah, so it was weird, obviously. And I obviously wasn't in a job that I knew super well because I worked October, November, December, January, February.
And then started getting weird.
Things started getting kind of hairy. And then April.
Cut off.
Yeah. And so I still did the social media just saying, like, stay safe, guys. Like, don't forget to support the businesses that are open that, you know, luckily we were able to close for those 2 months and still open back up. And same thing with the Axe House. Mm-hmm. You know, we were able to get through that. And we say it all the time, if we got through COVID, we can get through anything.
Oh, it's a fact.
Yeah. For sure.
I think that we learned a lot during COVID. The one thing that we learned was that Abby was the best decision ever. We brought
her.
So she we brought her, like, she was hired, like, I don't know exactly the date. She would be able to tell you, but I'm pretty sure that her first day of training was the first day of the gym being closed during COVID.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like closed down. It's like, hey, are we still having this training?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we should. I don't know.
I don't
really
know.
We're gonna do it. We're doing it anyways. Right. Yeah. We me and Anne were like a month in. She was like, I mean, we could go down there. Because we had beer.
Mm-hmm.
We filled growlers and took them home. We had to look at the dates of the beers.
Oh,
and
yeah,
make
because
sure,
they were just going to go bad.
Yeah, we had to make sure that the shelf life was okay. And, I mean, they last for a long time.
Right.
By the time we were able to open up, we had gotten rid of some of them, but some of them we still had that we could keep and sell whenever we opened
back up. Did y'all use some of that time to, like, do anything here? So Rachel and I spent a lot of time at the gym, and during that whole time, the gym was a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
There was just stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then I remember it was like 7 days notice or 5 days notice. It was like, you're going to be able to open in like 7 days. And I was like, I don't know how we're going to clean this place up in that amount of time.
Yeah, we were like cleaning the refrigerators.
Yeah. You had nothing to do. You're just like,
yeah. And so we, like a month into quarantine, Anne was like, do you want to come down to the building? And I was like, yes. And so she ended up getting sick.
And you were just down here.
And she had went to the beach and came back and she was like, man, I wasn't feeling good when I was at the beach. I just didn't feel good at all. And then literally
a
couple weeks later, 3 weeks later, I got sick, lost my taste and smell.
Yeah.
I was like really lethargic and tired and had really bad brain fog.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is happening? You know, they told me I had a sinus infection. I was like, I can't even blow my nose, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, come to find out, once you were able to get out, I started giving blood because I have A negative blood and they need it.
Yeah.
And so I started giving blood that year and they were offering a free antibodies test and she gives blood too. And we both had the antibodies. So we knew we had COVID. We knew we had it.
Right.
And I had taken a Z-Pack. Then they gave me a steroid. It didn't do nothing.
Nothing.
It didn't do
You're
anything.
Still feeling like down.
No, it didn't do anything.
So you, during that time that y'all were closed, were y'all like nervous at all about, or were y'all just kind of like, all we can do is wait?
Yeah. We were just kind of like, just got to wait it out. Because Anne is a nurse and her husband
so was
is a
she
surgeon.
Like working?
No. Okay. She's a retired nurse.
Oh, she's retired.
Yeah,
nurse.
And then her husband's a surgeon. I mean, we kind of were like, his name's Tyler. He's like, hey, Tyler, kind of fill us in on
what's going on
and stuff. And, you know, it was, information was different all the time.
Yeah,
but
it was.
We just, you know, she gave me COVID and we hung out here and we had, she had bathrooms installed in our garage area. So
those weren't there?
They weren't there before, no. And so we were just using the two.
So this outdoor space really developed during COVID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that got finished. I believe we added some furniture, too, some new benches. I mean, we cleaned this place.
So this has been a thing for 3 years, that outdoor space being full on in the capacity that it is?
I'd say what you can expect out of it now, yes.
Okay.
I know that before me, before Lindsay or whatever, they still had bands and stuff. But, I mean, things have changed out here. Things look different. We've added, there's on this other side there, there's a whole bar that goes all the way across that back wall there.
Is it?
You just can't see it. And there's bar stools that go along there. So people can sit along there and watch the bands from over there as well. We're just trying to do stuff to, like, offer more outdoor seating and help us utilize this space a little bit.
Do y'all
better.
Get, like, have y'all had all the seats taken before?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And people bring their own lawn chairs and sit out here and watch the bands.
Really?
Yeah, there's been like
that's
one
cool.
time, because you can't see everything when you're
and then you
in
come
the
out
fuse
here and you're
box,
like, oh.
is what we call it. So the fuse box is where you order drinks and like we have little snacky foods. But yeah, you'll come out here to check trash and you go around that corner and you're like, holy crap.
There's a lot of people here.
But it's so fun though. Like, you know, when the night's not too hot and the fire pit's going and people are throwing cornhole, kids are running around playing with sidewalk chalk and playing tag and the band's going and the food truck's busy and then you know it's just a good feeling, you know. Like I love those
and
nights.
It's cool to have it downtown
it
and just
is,
to be a part of,
because I know if we're having a good night, I bet Model City Tap House is having a good night.
I bet
Sports Mill's having a great night. I bet the Axe House is having a good night, because people are out and they're, you know, the restaurants
Every
are busy, everybody's
boom.
That's why I'm like, bring people downtown. The more businesses we have, the more exposure everybody's
going to
get.
No one's going to stunt anyone's growth.
I don't think so either.
I think that that's an idea that we a value, an idea that we carry is, one, the more fitness that's in the area is, the more that people are going to be doing fitness, just because they're going to, there's going to just be more promotion of fitness in the area. So more people are being touched. So whether they come to me or to you, or they come to me and then go to you, it doesn't matter. But you see it in Johnson City right now, because Johnson City is booming. There's all these restaurants, and none of them are being impacted negatively from the outside looking in anyway, because, you know, I try to make a reservation at Juniper, book. Try to make a reservation at Wellington, book. Wan Chow, book. Southern Craft, book. It's like all of them are
like
booked.
Maybe we'll just, like, this is what Kevin and I do if we get a date night. We're like, if we can't get in somewhere, we'll just like play it by ear and like pop in, and if we can have a drink or if we can like find a seat at the bar, we'll kind of scoot in there, because it's easy to do that. Sometimes people don't sit for too long, you know,
they
sometimes
don't.
So that's what we try to do.
That's what you have to do.
I know.
You know, in John City, and you know, Kingsport's going to be the same way. I mean, I don't think that any of these. I think there needs to be more of this entertainment stuff down here. So that
there's growth, obviously, happening in downtown. It's not as fast as Johnson City, but Johnson City is ahead of us.
They are.
They just are. It's just a fact, you know. And I mean, they're about to do all kinds of building over here. There's going to be that big,
like,
brickyard park. There's
going to
be townhouses.
So I've heard about the brickyard
houses, townhouses and houses, like homes built over there. So like, this area where we're at, Main and Cherokee, where it meets, I believe they're putting a roundabout there. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah. But, and like a road that goes up to it.
Yeah, and so like this is going to be like the road, Cherokee's going to be like the road into like their neighborhood, pretty much. So
that's crazy.
I know.
I mean, I've
talked
to
like 1,000 more people across the street.
Yeah, which is walking.
But they can just walk over here. Yeah. They can ride their bikes over here. Y'all can ride your bikes over here, park them inside. I don't care. Bring your family.
And the two of the Axe House and High Voltage, separate entities, but y'all kind of can feed off of each other.
Yeah, we're good, wonderful neighbors. So Paul and Amy Sapino own the Axe House, and they opened April of 2019. So they opened the year that I started at High Voltage. And they've done an amazing job. It's beautiful in there.
It's
and
awesome.
They are so hands-on with everything. They're wonderful business owners. Paul is so good with woodworking. He even makes, like, he makes bowls. He makes tables.
Oh, okay.
And he sells that stuff on the side, too. And he's just a jack of all trades. He literally can do anything. He's like Kevin. Kevin can literally do anything he puts his mind to.
I wonder how their operational costs changed in 2020.
I don't know. I know that they
wood went crazy.
Yes. So I know that that definitely went up. I know that they changed the wood that they use for the targets.
Like the type of wood.
Because the one that they were using didn't last as long. So it was cheaper. And so the wood that they use now is more expensive, but they get longer
use out of it.
And then once they're done with their boards, I guess you call them boards, targets, Paul cuts them down and we burn the wood in our fire pits.
Oh,
so we
cool.
like recycle it. So it doesn't go in the trash.
Yeah.
Doesn't, or I'll take it home using our fire pit or whatever.
That's smart.
Yeah. So it works out. So, but yeah, they're wonderful people and it's such a fun thing to do. Have you done that before?
I'm pretty good at it.
You probably are. Yeah, I'm okay. The more I throw, the worse I get. I'm just like, my arm's getting tired.
Yeah, do one round and
yeah,
then
I'm
done.
Like, I don't want to warm up because I'm going to waste my good ones. It's like bowling. The more I bowl, the worse I get.
The worse you get.
Yep.
I'm just not good at bowling.
I don't know if it's because I've had a couple beers.
Right.
Maybe I'm getting a little
crazy.
Too, Lucy.
Yeah, you gotta have a little stiff in there.
Yeah. Yeah, but man, they have axe throwing league every season, so four times a year. And man, those people are impressive.
Yeah.
And
they're
I've
really
made
good.
Such good friends with all this. It's like a little family with them. It's like the Thursday nights when it's like the Thursday night when we have league here, it's like one girl, her name's Tracy, she calls me babes. Hey babes. And she'll say, how much tip does Rosie want? You know, and we would just be saying, like, $20,000,
right.
Like, just being stupid, you know. And there's just so many people that, I mean, they came to Rosie's baby shower. They've
like
become
family.
My friends. Yeah,
yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like,
that's awesome.
I just love it when they're here. Just, I'm like, I come to work and my friends come here and see
right.
me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's
but
how Foundation feels.
Friends from here, just like you've yeah. gotten friends from being at the gym. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I met Abby and Ann was like, Lindsay. You and Abby, you're an Abby girl. And
so
she was
Anne
like,
knew Abby first?
So we did a an event over here in our little like common space area. And we've done two different things, I believe, since I've worked here. We did a, I think it was called Drinks and Dough.
Yeah.
And we did like a beer cider pairing with Seaver's
like
Donuts.
And that was like a year or two
ago
when that happened.
Mm-hmm. And so like me and Anna got up and talked to like 25 people about tasting notes of beers and about their donuts and whatnot. And then we did another night where we sold their donuts. I can't remember what that was. But I met Abby through the Seaver's
okay.
Drinks and Dough and worked with her on this like marketing, like social media side of it.
That's cool.
She pretty much did all of it because she's very good at that
yeah.
stuff. And I met her then and Anne was like, you need to go see her. And I was like, I think you're right. And so I started working out with her April of 21.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been almost 2 years that I've been
That's crazy.
With my Abby.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I love her. I could talk about her all day long.
So with this, what do you have? What are you most excited for this summer? Do you have something, or is it like a secret? Do you have anything that like
Nothing's
you're,
a secret.
Okay. So is there anything that you're really looking forward to right now for, I guess we're in spring, but spring,
Gosh.
Summer?
So I have stuff planned like into October,
mm-hmm.
but this summer.
You have like bands and stuff already on the schedule and
mm-hmm.
stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, this year kind of went crazy because I've booked food trucks for a while. I took that off of Anne and she was doing the bands and now I do both of those things. But so it's hard. I mean, booking the bands is the hardest thing because we have people that have been coming here for years that play and we love them. And so mm-hmm. like they're like the OG
right.
High voltage people,
yeah.
you know, and we like want to get them on first
mm-hmm.
because they've just been so good to us and they came when we weren't what we are now.
Right.
And so I try to get those on and we try to put on new acts and like, but it's hard. And it's especially hard for me this year. And I try to tell people when they email me, I'm like, I'm a new owner. This is my first time doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Your patience is very much appreciated. And right now, like, I don't know what my entertainment budget really looks like. I've not done this before.
Right,
I know
right.
what Anne was able to spend, but I have to pay for the business.
So do y'all usually pay for do y'all usually give the band like a certain amount of money?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then
we put tip jars so they make like tips and
cool,
stuff too.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about food trucks? Do they just want a certain amount of sales kind of thing? Or is
there, just,
your space
enough?
We just
give them a space to set up and like,
yeah.
I think it works both ways. Like they have, like certain trucks have a really large following. Some trucks are newer, so they don't have as much following
right.
as like Opie's Pizza Wagon or Mamalee's or, you know, people that
yeah,
are like
people
that.
Will be like, oh, where's Opie's gonna be? And then they end up
right.
coming here, but
yeah.
then they end up you know, getting a drink. Mm-hmm. Or there's people that don't know what Opie's is. They get a drink and then they smell
like,
the pizza.
Oh, yeah, I've never even seen that. I've never eaten from a food truck before.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And sometimes that blows my mind. And I'm like it's like a foreign thing to, especially people that are like my parents' age and older. They're like, eating food out of a truck, what are you guys doing? And we're like, it's such a thing now.
Right, it is.
Know? It really
it's
is.
Huge.
And man, there's some good food that comes out of these like tiny little spaces.
Yeah.
But I feel like with the trucks, like, say somebody's trying to figure out what they want to do for dinner on Friday night. They're like, I don't want to cook. I've been at work all week. I don't feel like going to the grocery store at 5:30 in the afternoon and then cooking. They can go on our social media, see what truck's there. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, Backdraft Barbecue's here, or who else? Spanky's, Baked and Loaded. There's all kinds of different ones.
I can't remember. It is pronounced Spanky's.
Yes. There's.
I told Rachel that it wasn't.
That it wasn't what?
Called Spanky's.
What'd you tell her it was called? Never mind.
I pronounced it like really weird. I forget how I pronounced it.
People call it Spanky's.
I think that's maybe what I said or something like
and
that.
And I'm like, that's not it, but that's okay.
Is it like, it's Spanish type food?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's
kinda I was
like Mexican, American, New York style street food.
That's
because
what
they
it
have
like.
Elote and they have empanadas.
Because they were here Saturday.
But they do
or
like.
They were here Saturday.
Yeah, so but they do like Philly cheesesteaks. They have a Cuban sandwich that's really yummy. The certain tacos that they have.
Yeah.
I call them birria tacos, but I was literally watching Food Network Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives last night, and somebody that's actually Spanish said the word, and they did not say birria, so I was saying, I've been saying it wrong. I was like, oh, Kevin, we need to rewind it so I can say it over
again.
I can say it the right way. I'm like, okay, sorry. But yeah, but they, I mean, I feel like the trucks, they bring people here, but, you know, people that are like, I just want to go to a place and sit outside.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
It's perfect.
You can go here and sit outside and it's covered.
Do y'all use the TVs much? Like, have y'all put games on?
Yeah, so we've
like
started utilizing that more, so we got Hulu, I guess, a year or two ago. And now, like, if there's
like Hulu TV or whatever.
Yeah, so you can watch, you know, live baseball, basketball, whatever. I am really bad about sports stuff because I don't follow it. So Ann always sends me pictures of, like, newspaper clippings. She's like, here you go. This is what time the the Final Four is or whatever, you know.
So I was like, well, you put the heat on and you're like, it's an outdoor space. No, the basketball team.
Yeah.
The Miami Heat.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Didn't get that one. No, but it's fun, man.
Yeah.
I don't like.
If people know that you have a game on, a certain game, like, I feel like.
I don't think it really brings people here for that because we're not like a sports bar.
You're not a sports bar.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, but people can come and have their Opies or their whatever.
And they may say, hey, can you put
it
on?
Can you turn on? And absolutely. Yeah. Whatever you want to watch, if it's on there, we'll put it on. It doesn't matter. But
sports bars,
as far as like that,
like a different.
You know, when there's a UT game, we're like, uh-oh. People aren't coming here to watch UT.
Right.
They're either going to be tailgating in Knoxville. They're going to be over at Model City Tap Houses.
But they could.
But they could. They obviously can. But it's just not.
It's not known for that before.
So and, it's. But it could turn into that.
Yeah.
We've had people.
You could do like a tailgate party here.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a party that I worked one year, and they wanted to rent the space out for the UT game.
Yeah.
And so they had their friends, they brought crock pots and all kinds of stuff and just spread it out all over
this
table. Oh my gosh, they let us eat. That's what happens with the parties. Like, you guys want some cake? Do you guys want some food? Go get you a plate, you know? It's so fun.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll, like,
You want to do, like,
those
games. We could do
Yeah, we could do, like, a big,
games.
Like, like a
oversized I know you
want to
do beer pong. Yeah.
I think that'd be a cool idea. Like basically like those barrels.
Yeah.
Those are the cups. Like
and you throw
except
like a
trash
you
cans.
Throw
like a big ball.
Like a dodgeball.
Like those trash cans right there would be like you'd set them up, those would be the cups. And then you'd have to get like a
And so do you have your own drink?
Yeah.
And then if
you
make it
to.
In that you have
yeah, you
to
sip your drink. But it's like a big like ball that you
Okay.
I think that'd be fun.
What about a medicine ball?
I think it's too heavy.
Okay.
I think like a trash can would probably break it. It had to be like a 2-pound ball.
Okay. That's too
I don't really
medicine
know.
Balls are too heavy.
We'll
just knock it over,
we'll
just dent that trash
just
can.
Dent the trash can completely.
Like, cool, now I gotta buy new stuff.
Somebody get hurt.
You ripped your
drunk.
Ripped your medicine ball in half.
Right, right. Those are expensive.
Yeah.
So what event, what do y'all have like?
Okay, what am I excited about?
Yes.
I'm really bad at going off on tangents.
I am too.
So, my dad's gonna kill me if he sees this, since I've said so many times.
I try not to.
Not gonna say
So to go off on a tangent here, I have like phrases and I have filler words is one of them that I try to eliminate.
Well, it just gives your brain a second to gather your thoughts.
Yes.
So you're just kind of like, but you could not say anything. You could just go.
I think that's what you have to do. I have this one phrase that it's, the phrase is, and it's like. And it's like.
And it's like.
And I say that so much.
I wonder what mine is.
Drives me crazy.
I'm really bad, so. I say so a lot. So much. So awesome. So I'm writing this email. You know, I'm like, Lindsay talk is what I say. Mm-hmm. You know, to whom it may concern. And then I'm like, it was really fun. It was so awesome. La, 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 la. And I had Anne read it, and she was like, can I take this out? And I was like, take it out. And she was like, oh, I love you. You just let me do whatever. And I was like, I need you to filter me, because I can be me on social media when I'm making posts for here and stuff. I can like be silly and like say like quirky, weird stuff, you know. But when it comes to being a little bit more professional, I'm like, okay,
Lindsay, stop being,
everything's so awesome. And Kevin says that I call people honey, sweetie, dear all the time too. So that's a thing that I do.
Have you ever?
I say it lovingly, like I mean it.
Have you ever heard someone that says listen a lot? Like they start like all their sentences with listen. There was someone in high school like that, listen. And it drove me crazy. And I think that's where I started picking up on like people's like overuse of words. And then I was like, I gotta not do that.
Wonder why they felt that like they needed to say that. Maybe they weren't
being listened to.
Very often, maybe at home they weren't listened to, and so they were like, listen.
Always. Listen.
Yeah.
Huh. It was like crazy.
But I mean, if you hear the word listen, you stop. Like if there was a bunch of people here and someone said, listen.
I'm listening.
You turn around and look at
them. Like they're about to say something important.
Yeah. It's like, listen, I'm going to the bathroom. Like, I don't know.
That's exactly what I was like.
You didn't have to say that. You just said, I'll be back, you know.
That's so true. So going back to, we'll come off the tangent.
Okay.
So summer.
Summer, fun stuff. So
you'll have a bunch of outdoor stuff.
We do. So in May 27th, we have our first preliminary food truck round here.
Okay.
So there'll be three trucks, and they'll be competing for a spot in the big food truck competition that's in September.
Okay.
And so
that'll be here.
It'll be here, yeah. So May 27th is that one. July 8th will be the second one.
Okay.
So there'll be three trucks in that one. One will win. Those two will go to the one in September where there's three other trucks already involved. And so there'll be five trucks total, and we'll have our big food truck competition.
Are the three other that are involved, are they?
They're previous winners.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. So they've kind of got grandfathered in.
So you'll have five trucks here?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be
awesome. It's really fun. Last year, so this will be our fifth time doing it. I've been involved since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
2020 was weird and it was hot and we had to have it in the middle of summer, and this man was like, why did you have it in the middle of July? And we're like, we literally have had to move the date. Like
it was hot
outside and people weren't getting as sick. So that's like when we had to do it, we had to spread the trucks all over downtown because we weren't allowed to have them super close together. It was
because of COVID
restrictions. We're all sweating our butts off, wearing masks, and
so whenever it is the heat of the summer, mm-hmm. When does it become like comfortable here? Is it like 6 o'clock? Is it 7 o'clock? Like, there's a time whenever the sun starts to go down and you're like
the
okay.
sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say probably 7:30.
Starts to feel okay.
Yeah.
The fans are, you can actually feel the airflow.
Yeah. Especially like July, August.
Does that make y'all slower during the day when
people
it's hot?
Still come out.
They still come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get a beer. It's hot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then you can come inside and throw axes for an hour and cool off and come back out.
Yeah. So, as a new business owner, what has been the something that you didn't realize?
Something I didn't realize.
So, like, one of them that you mentioned was like,
I need to spray for weeds.
Right. So, is it just like the little things?
It is. And like the wind was blowing really hard the other day. I literally got to work.
Did you have to get the umbrellas? Were they all over the
place? One of them fell over. And, like, I literally walked in here and was like, gosh, the wind's blowing really hard. And then all of a sudden, boom, the umbrella fell down. It bent. It bent in half. And I went, well, there's another thing I need to buy, yeah. You know, if we don't have one backup in there. And it's just little stuff that you don't think about. And, like, I looked at this place just as it was mm-hmm. when I was the manager. But when other people have told me this too, that own businesses, it's like a little switch goes flick, mm-hmm. and you're like, ding, you know, you get the ideas and you're like, I could almost pretty much do what I want. Like, I don't own the building. I can't just like tear down walls right, and stuff, which right. I wouldn't do, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't change things like that. But like, I can serve limes with our Mexican lager now. Right. I can,
You can move the tables
move
however
the
you
tables
want to.
However I want. Not that Anne would have let me do that.
Right.
She never would have said anything. She's always said, like, anything, any decision that you have ever made when I have not been around, I've
been
always
good.
Been like, that's yeah. good.
You it's know? Like a freedom of thought, and just it's a it creates a more free-flowing creative journey for the owner to not have, for the person that is the creative to not have like any, not that Anne was this in any way, but like having like a gatekeeper of some sort. Mm-hmm. I used to have a partner.
Well, it's kind of like you get tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Because you only see what's there. Mm-hmm. You're not seeing outside of it really. But I mean, since I've worked here, we've changed it a lot,
yeah.
You know, but now I look at it and I'm like, ooh, that would be cool hung up there. Like, we hung up that. It's a box spring or like a mattress.
They can put pictures.
Yeah, so we have a camera now, and we can take pictures of people while we do events and put them up on our little memory
cool.
board.
Yeah.
I think it'll be really fun to do that.
Just continue.
We've only got
improve.
A couple up there, but we'll work on it. You know, you got to remember to do it too, because right. you get busy and you're like, crap, we didn't take any pictures tonight.
So I have to take so many notes, and
I also have
a text message just to myself. So I send text messages to myself all day.
I talk like into my phone and I okay. schedule, so make, I'm like, oops, sorry. I was like, what is that?
Start batting yourself.
What is it? It's a spider. I have to go, Siri, remind me at 4:00 to take the deposits, anything.
Yeah.
And then I leave that up until I do it. So that just shows up there. And then I have notes that have sticky notes on them. The sticky notes have sticky notes on them. And then I have a list that I've marked off stuff. And if something's not marked off, I turn the page and I write that.
Yes.
But I literally keep all my lists and I go back and look at them. And there's been times where it's been months.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's what I needed. Because I don't throw them away. And at the end of the year, usually, I go through my stuff and
notes.
I'm like, okay, I won't need that because that was for this party or this event. Or, you know, I needed that email for this person. And
there's just
there's
so
stuff
much.
With. It's a lot. And it's a lot to take on it just being me.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley is my manager, and she helps me a ton with stuff. She took over social media because I would not have time to do that. It takes, you know.
Yeah, to do it,
To do it well and to devote a lot of time for us in getting content and stuff like that. It's hard for me because I'm thinking, well, I need to sit down. I've got to write checks for payroll. I've got to schedule the sweet lady that comes and cleans for us.
Mm-hmm.
I have to schedule food trucks for whatever, anything. Because we confirm bands and trucks and staff at
just
the beginning
constant.
Of every week. It's just,
yeah.
There's your certain things that you do, and then there's all the extra things that you have to do. And the other day I was like, sometimes I wish I could just like turn my phone off, and I can turn my phone off,
right.
but I feel bad.
Yes, if people
like
can't
being like this,
because
I check my email all the time, and I need to stop doing that. I need to have like from when I get home 6 to when I'll get up in the
yes.
morning, 6 in the afternoon till I get up in the morning. I need to not look at my emails, but like I think, oh, what if somebody messages us or sends us an email, an inquiry, and they want to. Have their party here. I don't want to miss them.
Right.
I want them to have their party here because I want them
to
have fun here.
And you want to give them a
quick
response.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. And that's one of the things that people have said, oh my gosh, thanks for your quick response. There's a lot of people that haven't gotten back to me.
Right.
And for me, if it's like a Sunday and I haven't checked it, sometimes Sundays I don't do it as much because that's like family day.
Until Monday morning or something.
Yeah, and I'm like, so sorry,
well, there
you know,
is,
I wasn't in the office.
I have a book. I can't remember which one it is, but basically it talks about like time blocking, and you just you
can't do that.
You basically just put an
can
hour.
Can you do that?
Some things I do time block.
Can you time block like your lunch?
No, I just
people
eat
that
lunch.
Do hair do that.
Okay, I guess you have to.
Mm-hmm. You have to schedule yourself a lunch, or you don't.
Or
get
you don't
one.
Get it.
Yeah. So here, I don't schedule myself a lunch, and sometimes I don't get one.
So there's some things that like they'll time block like at 1:30 every day. I check emails. Okay. I check emails at 1:30 and 6 p.m. Like that's it.
If they reply to them then?
Mm-hmm. That, okay. They'll sit down. They'll have 1 hour from 1:30 to 2:30. You do all your emails. It's from 6 to 7. You do all your emails. And then outside of that time, you don't do any emails. Which I don't do that, but because I feel like certain things would kind of stress me out. I'd be like, wait and get those emails.
I know. It's like the lingering thing, because there's like, when you're a business owner, like I didn't feel like this until that. There's a little bug in here. Out here. But I didn't feel that way because Ann had eyes on the email, mm-hmm. and I would help her do certain stuff, but she took care of a lot of the rentals. Well, it's me now. And right. So if somebody sends an inquiry, I'm like, I gotta get going. Obviously, we want to make money, but right. I want people to have fun here. Yes. I was telling one of our employees the other day, because he was talking to me about, oh, you're the big boss lady now. Congratulations and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah. Thanks. I'm still right. not used to that because, I mean, I was his manager before, but now I like, make his schedule and like I pay him, which is so weird.
Yeah,
but I'm like, it's still like we're friends and stuff, but we have a level of respect. We always mm-hmm. have. That's how it is with everybody that works here. We all love each other, and you don't ever dread like, God,
coming
I don't come in and work with them. Yeah, it's
yeah.
never like that. But I told him, and it sounds cheesy, but it's true. Like we are part of people's memories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are going to, I'm going to be old one day and I'm going to be like, I worked out with Abby. She was my trainer for years and she'll be my trainer for years. It's always going to be that way until it can't, or, you know, until one of us is gone.
But it's an experience and it's things that you'll remember.
It is. And like, I mean, I had my wedding reception here before I ever worked here. I fell in love with this place. I loved Anne. You know, it was just like, I got this amazing feeling and I want other people to feel that when they're here. You know, you talk about client experience.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's the word?
Yeah.
And that's how it is with us. The customer experience is so important, and little details are so important. Like if you
it's
had
everything.
Yeah. So if you had an event this weekend, I would have already gotten in contact with you mm-hmm. either today or yesterday and said, hey, is there anything you need for this weekend? Mm-hmm. You know, this is what your balance is. You can pay it the night of your event, you know. I'll be working, Ashley's working, Josiah's working. If you need anything at all, let them know. You can pull your car in the gate. Like we try
all
to let
details.
People know, like you don't have to park across town and carry your cake in and stuff. Like you can pull in and carry your stuff up, and we have a little cart for people. And
help them get stuff out.
Yeah, it's just little things.
Well, the little things too are it's the plants that you're bringing in. It'd be easy to just not.
Yeah, I know. I was here all day yesterday by myself doing
it. It's the little weeds.
I mean, I gotta get the weeds.
It would be easy to leave them.
It would, but I see everything.
Right. So
and
those
I'm
like
that at home, but I'm like that here now.
And those are like the details that are ultra important. Like being willing to get to do that. Like the plant thing is, it's so small, mm-hmm. it's so subtle.
But it brings life.
It brings life.
It
yeah,
does.
It brings a different energy. Mm-hmm. It tells the customer it's a new season and mm-hmm. that, you know, you're
starting anew.
Yeah. So those things are really, really cool. It's even this, like, that's like a small thing.
Yeah, it's little.
That will, and it, you know, did you already have that thing?
Mm-hmm. It was
so
down in the garage.
It cost you nothing.
No, it was
you know,
here.
So and that's like a cool. That's going to be like a cool experience.
I love that, and
people.
You know, we had.
And they'll there'll be someone that takes a picture of it and posts it and tags you.
Yeah, that's what I want people to do.
Yeah.
We just want it to be a fun place for everybody. I mean, it's. I think people think because we serve beer, if they've not been here, they think it's like a party place,
right.
And it's family friendly. It's not.
Yeah.
If somebody is here and they're drunk, they probably have been somewhere
it's
else.
It's about time to go.
Yeah, it's yeah, and it's probably like. 10:30 and we're about to do last call and
right.
you know, they're probably not
it's
ordering
not like
something
that.
Or no.
Yeah, it's more hang
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's like a hang place. You come and you know, bring your lawn chair and sit with your friends and share a bucket of beer and watch the band, eat food and just chill
just
outside
out.
And just hang out. It's just a hangout spot. You don't have to drink to come here.
No, you can just come and hang out.
Yeah.
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 I've done that.
Yeah.
Well, is there, so where, do you know your Instagram handle?
At High Voltage KPT.
Okay. And then do, how do people get like to rent out that space? Do you prefer email or do you prefer Instagram?
If you go on our website, we have an awesome website that my husband built. It's beautiful.
It's like a submission form.
Yeah, so you can go under the booking tab and you can send an inquiry and there's a calendar. And if there's little gray dots, that means something's going on that night, which it might just be a food truck's booked or a band is booked. But it'll tell you if the indoor room is rented, and if it doesn't say anything, that means it's open, obviously. It's open. But you can send an inquiry, like you could go on there and say, you know, Josh Brock, here's my phone number, this is my email address. I want to have a birthday party for my wife, Rachel. We're going to have 25 to 50 people because it gives you little drop downs where you can pick those numbers and stuff. And it kind of gives us an idea of what the customer is wanting before we respond.
That way you
have that way we kind of like, oh, are you wanting to have a huge event? Because the indoor room might not be for you. You might be interested in renting the outside. It is more expensive, but you literally have cornhole, yard games. We can play whatever music you want off of Spotify, like over our speakers, and this whole outdoor area is yours to do whatever you want, you know?
Yeah, so the submission form allows you to tailor your response.
Yeah, and so that inquiry will send directly to our email, and I'll see that.
Very cool. And then for people that's never been here and they just want to come on a Thursday or Friday, it's free. You just...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We y'all have ticketed events?
We have done them in the past. We did a pizza buffet with Opie's Pizza Wagon during the winter time just because we're like, let's give people something to do. And it's fun for him to do it. It's busy, but we had 135 people that signed up and probably 105 came.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but so they didn't buy the tickets. We just like, it was kind of like you made a reservation online and you had like your little ticket and we scanned it when they came in and they would go down to Opie's and pay him. But we have an event this September, that the fall ball, like adult prom that I want to do.
Yes.
That's the fun thing about this place is like literally anything that
you
can like literally do anything you want. And some people might think it's silly, but it's stuff that I enjoy. So I'm like, well, if I enjoy it, maybe somebody else will too. But I'm like, wear a pretty dress, dress up like 80s prom, be fancy, like, you know, do like we did back in high school and put some ringlets and your hair, you know, early 2000s prom,
that's
you know,
so funny.
You can make it whatever you want. And that's the beauty of this place. Like, just come here and be yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it is when I was in previous jobs, I say jobs, mainly like one job pretty much that I've had, I felt like I couldn't really be myself. And there's just so much freedom.
Yes.
In business ownership.
You can be you.
And I can be me and I don't have to stifle myself. That's one of the things that I knew that I wasn't being my true self. And I didn't have like my shine or my sparkle or whatever you
want to call it. Now you can channel like your ambition and your motivation and your drive
and
into something that you love.
Push that out to everybody that comes here. Like I want everybody to feel good and have fun and, you know, tell your friends. You don't have to come here every weekend, but
Come hang out.
Yeah.
I think Abby's been coming down here a lot.
I
need to come down here.
Her and Dalton came down a couple weekends in a row. But yeah, that adult prom is going to be a ticketed event because we're Anna is going to do, we're going to DJ.
Okay.
And Opie's will be here that night, but they'll be set up to where like the public can buy from him too. It's not just private.
Cool. Yeah.
But they'll be like, you can buy your prom tickets,
which
I think
cool.
is really funny. Like, it's like, it'd be really cute if people asked their significant other to prom.
And they like post
and posted it. I'm trying to
find a
way to play with that. We kind of want to vote on like prom king and queen.
I don't know.
We have a bunch of ideas, but we have
that.
To, you know how you just brainstorm and you just talk.
And then you got to bring it in.
And then you have to say, ooh, no, but what if that's not going to work. And then you're like, this is how ideas.
It'll all come
this
together.
This is how it comes together.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you have all these things and then it kind of.
Yes.
You edit it into one.
I say used ideas and unused ideas.
Yes, yes, I've heard you say that before.
So I guess a lot of people don't know that, and I didn't know until I guess this year whenever you and Abby were talking about how above and beyond you go on Halloween. So I'm excited to see what you're going to do.
We didn't get
Halloween.
To go too crazy last year because it was like our first. Oh, we've just been so busy.
I'll be excited to see what you do here on Halloween then.
Yeah. there's a pub crawl the weekend of Halloween. So that kind of takes people, it brings people here,
and then
but
takes
then
them
they
away.
It takes them away. So I don't know. I mean, it's in my brain, obviously.
We gotta do something down here that like makes them stay. They on the pub crawl and they're like, y'all go on.
I don't think I'm gonna stay here for this. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's a good thing for all the businesses involved.
Yes,
we
yes.
had the St. Patty's Day pub crawl.
Success.
Friday, March 17th. It was actually on St. Patty's Day this year, and it was great. We're usually the first stop, and so it starts at 6 o'clock, and so people come down here. You know, we normally do like a Miller Lite special.
Yeah.
And then they go to the next.
Boop, 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 boop.
And it kind of makes it, the beauty of it is it just takes people to maybe a place that they wouldn't have normally went. And they're like, oh, I didn't even know this was here.
And then they
or,
start
I
going
like
there
place.
Every month or something.
Yeah. So it just brings people.
Yeah, those things are cool.
Places.
Like the sip and strolls that Vita's always a part of and stuff is really cool.
Yeah, we're starting to do, sip and stroll obviously is the first Thursday of every month, but we're starting this month doing a shopping for a cause market. So every month there'll be a different charity that we donate to.
Okay.
So the girl that's over that, her name's Christy, and she's amazing. And she is just so on top of things. This month we're doing autism awareness because it's Autism Awareness Month. And every pint that's sold on Thursday during those markets, I'm going to donate $1 to the foundation or the charity that we're highlighting. And we've got a big thing planned for June. My cousin has cystic fibrosis, and my other cousin is part of a group called Zoom in the Mountains. It's a big Miata club, and they meet here in the Tri-Cities during June at that time. And she's partnered with us and the Axe House, and the food truck that's going to be here that night's going to donate. And
cool.
So it's, and the market's going to be here too. So it's just going to be a big thing. So we're hoping we can raise
a lot
of
market?
Money. It's called Shopping for a Cause Market.
And
it's different each month.
Okay.
So and the May one is, because it's on May the 4th, is May the 4th.
And
be
it's like
you.
Actual, like they'll have things
the vendors
that you buy.
And, yeah.
Okay, cool.
People have all their handmade wares and stuff. And these people are so talented.
Oh, I know. They
it's
can
really
make
cool
all
to see what they can
stuff.
Do.
We have people at the gym that make like different stuff, and it's wild.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm like, I can't do that, but
I can't either.
Glad y'all can. I'll buy it from you.
Well, cool. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
and
thank you,
we'll have to do we'll have to do an event together.
Yes.
And then we'll do another podcast maybe in a few months.
Okay.
Cool.
All
right.